The Beginning of Jim's Journey by Combis MBI. The text is edited by the users Ala and Perry 2. Okay, so let's start. What is the title of the lesson? The Beginning of Jim's Journey. Good. So, tell me, is it the end of Jim's journey or the beginning? The beginning, right? It is the beginning of Jim's journey. Who is the writer of the story? Combis. Me. Combis is the writer of this story. And who edited the story? Ala and Perry too. They edited the story. They helped Combis to write a better story. So, let's start the story. Jimmy said goodbye to Filbert and got into his car. He drove very fast to the nearest bike store. Who did Jimmy say goodbye to? Filbert. He said goodbye to Filbert. Do you remember Filbert? Filbert the gorilla. So, Jimmy said goodbye to Filbert the gorilla. Did he say hello to Filbert? No, he said goodbye. After he said goodbye to Filbert, what did he do? Yes, he got into his car. Whose car did he get into? His own car. Jimmy's car. Jimmy got into his own car. Did he get on his bike? No, he didn't have a bike. He had a car, and he got into his car. Then, he drove very fast to the nearest bike store. Did he drive very fast? Yes, he drove very fast. Where did he drive to? To the nearest bike store. He drove to the nearest bike store. So tell me, did he drive to the farthest bike store or the nearest bike store? Yes, he drove to the nearest bike store, not the farthest. Farthest means very, very far. It's the opposite of nearest. Nearest means the closest. It means very, very near. So, where did he drive to? He drove to the nearest bike store. Okay, tell me, how did he drive? He drove very fast. Like this. Vroom, super fast, right? Okay, did he drive very fast to the pet store or the bike store? To the bike store. He drove very fast to the bike store. And why? Why did he drive to the bike store? Yes. He wanted to buy a bike. Right? Do you remember the first lesson? Filbert said to Jimmy, go and buy a bike. That's why he drove to the nearest bike store. Because he wanted to buy a bike. So, let's continue. I wonder how does she look like? Jimmy thought. I think she has long blonde hair and is super beautiful. Who did Jimmy think was beautiful? Jimmy thought the girl was beautiful. How did Jimmy imagine the girl? Did he imagine the girl with black hair? No. He imagined her with long, blonde, beautiful hair. Did Jimmy know how the girl looked like? No, he didn't know it. He just imagined her. And how did he imagine her? Beautiful. He thought the girl was beautiful. He got to the store, pulled over, and jumped out of his car. Where did he get to? The store, right? What kind of a store did he get to? He got to a bike store. Okay, before jumping out of his car, what did he do? He pulled over, right? He pulled over his car. It means he moved to the side of the street and stopped there. He pulled over. What did he do after he pulled over? He jumped. He jumped out of his car, right? Who jumped out of his car? Jimmy. Jimmy did. Jimmy jumped out of his car. Awesome genius. He ran to the store and saw a beautiful pink bike. Tell me, what did he see? A pink bike. He saw a pink bike. Was it an ugly pink bike? No. It was a beautiful pink bike. Okay, genius, tell me, where did he see the bike? At the store, right? He saw the bike at the store. And what was the color of the bike? Blue, right? No, it wasn't blue, it was pink. It was a beautiful pink bike. Jimmy saw a beautiful pink bike. He instantly asked for the price and said, "How much does this bike cost?" Did he wait to ask for the price? No, he instantly asked for the price. It means non-stop, suddenly. After he saw the bike, boom, he asked for it. So he instantly asked for the price. What did he ask for? For the price. Price of what? The bike. The beautiful pink bike. He asked for the price of the beautiful pink bike. And he said, "How much does this bike cost?" What did he say? He said, "How much does this bike cost?" The salesman said, "Oh, Mr. Monkey, welcome. So you want the pink one?" "Oh, it will be a great choice, sir." What will be a great choice for Jimmy? The bike. The pink bike will be a great choice for Jimmy the monkey. Okay, tell me, where were they? At the bike store, right? They were at the bike store and they were talking at the bike store. Who was talking? Jimmy and the salesman. Was Jimmy talking to a saleswoman? No. Jimmy was talking to a salesman. Jimmy said, "Yeah, of course. I want that pink one. I want it for a girl." What did Jimmy want? The pink bike. Jimmy wanted the pink bike. And who did Jimmy want the pink bike for? For a girl. Jimmy wanted the bike for a girl. Did Jimmy want a car for a girl? No, he wanted a bike for a girl. And can you tell me how did the bike look like? It was a beautiful pink bike. The salesman said, "Oh, so you want it for your girlfriend. Today is your lucky day, sir. The bike is the most expensive one, The regular price is $100, but you can buy it only for $70 plus tax. Was the bike cheap? No. It wasn't cheap. It was really expensive. How much was the regular price? $100. It's a lot for a bike. It was an expensive bike, but it was Jimmy's lucky day. Do you know why? Because he could have a discount, right? What is a discount? If you have a discount, it means you can buy something cheaper than its regular price. In this story, Jimmy could buy the bike for less than $100. So it means he had a discount. It was his lucky day. Okay, tell me, how much was the regular price? $100, right? And how much Jimmy must pay? $70 plus tax. Wow, it's a great deal. Jimmy said, "Wow, so I'm gonna have a good deal." Tell me, who said that? Jimmy the monkey said that. Jimmy said, "I'm gonna have a good deal." The salesman said, "Indeed, sir, you're having a great deal. Enjoy it." Oh, lucky Jimmy. He bought the bike and put it in his car trunk. Did he buy the bike? Yes, he bought it. Jimmy bought the bike. Where did he put the bike in? In his car trunk, right? Jimmy put the bike in his car trunk. Car trunk means the storage of the car. It's in the back. You can put your stuffs there. British people call it boot. So, Jimmy put the bike in his car trunk. But he realized that he was hungry. Who realized that? Jimmy realized that. He realized he was hungry. Did he find out that he was hungry? Yes, he realized that. He found out that he was hungry. Was he full or hungry? He was hungry. Jimmy the monkey was hungry. So, before going to the girl's house, he went to a convenience store, bought 5 gallons of milk, and he gulped all 5 gallons right away. When did Jimmy go to the convenience store? Yes, before going to the girl's house. Tell me, did he go to the convenience store after going to the girl's house? No, he went to the convenience store before going to the girl's house. Why did he go to the convenience store? Because he was hungry and he wanted to buy something, right? Did he buy something? Yes, he bought something. What did he buy? Did he buy 7 gallons of milk? No. He bought 5 gallons of milk. Did he buy 5 gallons of water? No. He bought 5 gallons of milk, not water. After he bought 5 gallons of milk, he gulped them right away. Did he drink all 5 gallons at once? Yes, he drank all 5 gallons right away. Right away means at once or straight away. It means instantly. So, Jimmy bought 5 gallons of milk and he drank them instantly after he paid for them. He didn't wait, he just drank them at that time. And he said, "That was refreshing. Now let's meet the dream lady." Did Jimmy feel full of energy? Yes, he said that was refreshing. It means after he drank them, he felt energetic. Okay, tell me, after he drank them, where did he want to go? He wanted to go to meet the girl. Did he want to go to meet Filbert? No, not Filbert. He didn't want to go to meet Filbert. He wanted to go to meet the girl. He jumped into his car and drove to the girl's house. Tell me, where did he drive to? He drove to the girl's house. Whose house? The girl's house. And who drove to the girl's house? Jimmy did. Jimmy drove to the girl's house. He got there at 10 and the girl was waiting at the door. When did Jimmy get there? At 10 o'clock. He got there at 10 o'clock. And where was the girl waiting? The girl was waiting at the door. Who was waiting at the door? The girl. The girl was waiting at the door. But Jimmy got shot. The girl wasn't blonde and beautiful. Guess what? She weighed 200 kilos. She was huge. Who got shot? Jimmy. Jimmy got shot. And why did he get shot? He got shot because the girl was huge. Who was huge? The girl. The girl was huge. Was she blonde and beautiful? No, she wasn't blonde and beautiful. How much did she weigh? She weighed 200 kilos and she was huge. Okay, guys, we are finished. I hope you guys enjoyed this mini story. Try to answer the questions as fast as you can. Remember to check the forum too. talk.sabanshans.com. We have a lot of lessons there that you can use and enjoy. I'm Kami's MBI, and I'll see you guys later. Ciao, ciao.